This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Well, it is Wednesday, so that means it is time to do the latest excerpt from the weaponized woman with key to Bussy. Good afternoon, young lady.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm interested because you've decided you have been skewing a little bit political here and there. That always interests me. When somebody from one part of the discipline of the gun community gets out there and starts noticing politics, because rest assured, young lady, the politics certainly recognizes and notices you. Who's your guest today?
Yes. Today we have Kyle Hughes. He's running for lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin, and he has been a big help to Pixie and me as she made her stand, helping us navigate the system, giving us advice, helping us understand her basic human rights and the Constitution, as we were given 24 business hours to find a lawyer before going to court as she stood up against the system.
Wow.
And I don't know where we would be without this guy. And he's been doing the same thing, asking for nothing, helping people all over the state.
Well,
and now
he's
running.
Welcome to the show. Can I ask you a real quick question that I'm very curious about before Keita takes off with it, because then I get to be quiet for the rest of the time. I'm put in the corner.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, ask him.
So during the time of the Kenosha riots, when all of these city fathers were out there asking the governor for help, and the governor, he provided less National Guard troops to Kenosha the night of the Rittenhouse incident, the Rittenhouse shooting, if you want to call it that, whatever you want to call it. It's been judged now, and we know the adjudication. He provided fewer National Guard troops that night than he did to the Milwaukee Bucks during the NBA playoffs. In a circumstance like that, can a governor be overridden if the government at large sits there and thinks, well, okay, I don't understand what this is about. Here we got gasoline and a fire, and he doesn't want to do anything about it.
That is a great question. I don't think we've ever seen this before. And if we have, certainly not in my lifetime. The biggest thing is, in my opinion, when something like that happens, and that is just such a sad statement on the state of Wisconsin and the politics being played with our lives, when an NBA sports team is cared for more than an innocent man with Kyle Rittenhouse. NBA sports teams cared for more than a whole city. You know, I think that's when the people rise up and just nonstop let the governor and all the representatives know this is unacceptable, and if you don't do something, we are going to do something by making sure you're not elected again.
Fair
so
enough.
I think to answer your question in a way that we can is that's the most truest way to do that.
Well, the other problem is that when they pulled back all that, I mean, they didn't have enough police, and nobody has enough police. I mean, the national, with state, local, federal, the ratio of people to police is 1 in 19,000. That's before the defunding the police thing became popular. So I don't know what it is now. It's probably much worse than it was now. It was all they could do in Kenosha to defend the city buildings and everything, and the courthouses and all that other stuff. And, you know, that what happened in Kenosha was inevitable to happen anywhere where that kind of thing happens. So I was just curious about that. Anyway, Keita. I am very interested. You take off with it.
Kyle, why don't you, first of all, tell us who you are. Who is Kyle Hughes?
All right. Well, first off, thanks for having me, Bill and Keita. I really do appreciate it. Who is Kyle Hughes? That's the million-dollar question. I am just a regular guy who happens to be an insurance agent and have always loved my country, maybe to a fault, and watching what has unfolded has just really broken my heart. I grew up just north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, small town, a lot of rural access for me. So I grew up hunting, fishing, just living the dream, basically. I moved out to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and where I've lived for the last 22 years now. And from there, I followed my childhood dream. I was able to become a professional wrestler for a few years there and travel the country and travel Canada. So I got to really see a lot of different things that most people don't get to see. I got to see a lot of different social and economical situations. I got to see some of the injustice and some of the triumphs that make the U.S. so great, you know. And I just fell in love with it. Every day of traveling, I just fall in love again with how beautiful our country is. So for the last few years, I've been dealing with insurance and helping people, you know, protect their assets and their families. And once this all started coming about, there's major flags for me that went off, and I just dove into the Constitution and the laws that pertain to the situation, and I found myself in this position here now.
I think this climate of change really has driven a lot more people to take an interest in politics because they see how it directly affects their lives, myself included. I mean, when Bill asked me to do this show and to be the weaponized woman, originally, one of the first things I said is, I'm happy to be on the show. One of the things I don't like to talk about publicly is my political views, and I don't talk politics. And he was very respectful of that. But I think it was around the time that I talked to you a couple of years ago when I just got really scared as things were changing and shooting guns is my entire business, and I saw how things were changing, and I was scared they were going to come after us and come after our guns, and I would be out of a job. Little did I know it ended up being way worse than that in other aspects, but that was the reason I first reached out to you, and now here we are talking politics on the radio show I said I would never talk politics on.
You and I are going to have to have a talk. We're going to have a talk one day, and let me explain to you the logistical realities of certain things, if you would like to have that chat. We're headed to the first break. Please, Mr. Hughes, if you would, tell people how to find you and your campaign.
You can find me at hughesforltgovernor.com. That's my website, and go ahead and check it out.
If you're in the Wisconsin area, you definitely need to be looking for some change. We'll be right back with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Her guest, Kyle Hughes, candidate for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, ArrowPrecisionUSA.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. I'm going to watch this transformation slowly, Keita. I'm not savoring it. I just realized that at some point, everybody, you know, Chris Costa told me that when he was coming on the show, he'd be like, "Hey, Bill, listen, I just don't ever want to go political with you, okay?" And I'd be like, "Okay, Chris, whatever you say, buddy." And one day...
And now he talks about that a lot.
He talks about it a lot.
He sounds like a minister. He sounds like he's preaching.
Well, that's, you know, I think that has to do with the fact that I believe that there's something in us that awakens us to the you know, it feels like we've been betrayed by people that we blindly gave our trust to.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. That sense of betrayal is bad. But anyway, please, I stand back. Go for it.
All right. So I do have a question for you. I'm going to preface it with a little bit of information. So this whole Kyle Rittenhouse case, the men who attacked him in Kenosha were people who really should have been in prison. We had pedophiles, we had people who were charged with assault, and then we had this case in Waukesha where a man with an SUV ran a bunch of people down, including a lot of children who were injured and hospitalized, and actually killed 5 people. That man really should have been in prison and was released on a very low bail, which brings me to the point that we have a DA in Milwaukee who prides himself on releasing people with low bail and keeping people out of prison and not putting them behind bars. And he is proud of that. And these are the people who are costing lives in Wisconsin. So what is there that can be done about this sort of rotating door in the justice system?
That's a great question. First and foremost, this is where your local county groups, whether they be Patriot groups or the GOP, or just average citizens getting together and watching, comes into such an importance here. We need to be finding out who is in charge of the courts, who our DAs are, who our judges and who our clerks, both city and county, are. Once we start getting those people replaced and put good people with common sense that will uphold the Constitution and the law, you're going to see that start to change really quick. And the other thing is, you know, everybody, whether appointed or elected, has to take an oath of office. It's even in the Constitution, I believe it's Article 6, that says you have to take an oath of office or affirmation to uphold and defend the Constitution and the laws of the state. Now, if you're letting people that are hurting people go just for the betterment of the system, and make no mistake about it, there is quite a game being played with our justice system, how the counties game the system to earn money for the county, and the kickbacks that come back are just, it'll make your stomach turn. And that's really at the root of the revolving door, getting good people in there and stopping these games they're playing, so the county gets more money and the different agencies. So we stop that, and we have somebody with common sense in there, and you're going to see that come to a halt awfully quick.
Okay, so another thing that you stand for that you've been trying to get people, just regular citizens in Wisconsin, to do is volunteer to work at the polls. So today I went through mywisconsin.gov, whatever that website is, where you can check on your voting status, and I was just curious and thought, I wonder if my vote did actually go through. So I logged in, took a look, and it showed zero voting history. I thought, well, that's interesting because I definitely voted Republican in person at the last election, and it shows that I didn't vote. So you are encouraging people to get out there and volunteer. So can you tell us a little bit about what's been going on with the polls and even with the nursing home?
Sure. So one of the things I would encourage is reach out to your county GOP chair and make sure that you're getting onto the right site. And if your county chair is a dud like some of them are, go to a neighboring county. They'll have a lot of resources for you. The biggest thing is we have to realize that by law, by state constitution, we're guaranteed 50% Republican, 50% Democrat, or whatever the two major parties are, to be able to work the polls. Now, it's been more 80% Democrat working the polls, and when that happens, you're just inviting the environment to be able to be tainted, as we've seen last year with poll workers being shut out, police holding them out, poll watchers holding them out. Now, if we get, you know, a more balanced number in there, that's going to help a lot. And that's going to also encourage more people not to try to cheat or to defraud or whatever the case be. It is vitally important. Number one, you get paid to work a poll. You have to sign up before November 30th of this year. It goes every other year. And you can be a poll worker or you can be a poll watcher. I've been telling people to sign up as a poll worker. And then once all those positions are filled, then if you come to the game too late, ask to be a poll watcher. It's one of the most important things we can do next to voting to secure our elections. I guarantee if we would have had 50% Republicans in some of those places where the poll watchers were being held out, there would have been a lot more tension cut down because people would have stood up and created a barrier to let those people in, I feel.
Hang on right there, if you will.
Yep.
Tina, how do they find your book? How do they find you?
180 Firearms Training on Facebook and Instagram. You can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. If you would like a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, I will send you a personalized copy that says, I like you better than Bill Brady.
There you go. This is an uncommon weaponized woman, so we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is continuing to push coronavirus vaccines as a way to fight against the new coronavirus variant. The president speaking to reporters while in Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Every American who's not been vaccinated should be responsible and be vaccinated 5 years in office.
It's called Omicron, and it was discovered in South Africa. Biden says he was briefed on the situation by Dr. Anthony Fauci and members of his COVID-19 response team. Crowds are turning out in full force as San Diego's Comic-Con gets underway. Up to 60,000 people are expected for the Comic-Con special edition that runs through Sunday at the San Diego Convention Center. All attendees will need to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test, and masks will be required. USA Radio News. On this Black Friday, the Better Business Bureau is putting out its annual list of tips to make sure people are getting the best value for their money. The agency is suggesting you do your research before purchasing a product. That includes taking a close look at reviews, also signing up for email alerts from your favorite retailer so you don't miss out on any opportunities to save. AAA also warning people when they're out shopping that thieves are also out in abundance as well. Doug Shoup from AAA has some advice on how you can keep you and your new purchases safe.
Lock their car doors and close their windows. Don't leave the vehicle running anytime you're not in it. Never leave belongings or purchases in plain view from outside of the vehicle. Park in populated, well-lit areas, and never hide a spare ignition key on the vehicle.
That audio courtesy of KABC 7 in Los Angeles. Congress is back in session on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Weaponized One with Keita Bussey. She's interviewing Kyle Udes, a candidate for lieutenant governor in Wisconsin. Please, please, pick up where you were.
All right, so we have another issue. Well, we have this all over the world, but especially in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where we have sort of a health Nazi situation going on with our public health department overstepping and doing things that are outside of reasonable action. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. In fact, this is what really got me activated in the political scene is our local health director. It seems that so many, including our director, forget about the laws. And the sad thing is there are so many that in law enforcement that should be going and talking to, at the very least, saying, knock it off, you're violating law, next time there's going to be consequences. But instead they turn to the city and county attorneys, who of course are being paid by the city and county that wants this action, So what's their answer going to be? Yes, it's legal. And so law enforcement just goes, okay, my hands are clear. I'm not doing this. Or in the case of some county sheriffs here in Wisconsin and all over the U.S., they said, look, if you're going to try to do this, we are going to act. And in those counties, you go and see what's happening. They're pretty open and they're pretty free. So we need to really, this goes down to, again, finding out who your candidates are and electing the right people. And when I say the right people, I don't mean just do they have an R behind their name. What I've found throughout this whole process is there's so many sheriffs that have conservative values, typically vote Republican, but because of the county they're in, they'll put a D behind their name so they can get in office. And that happens all over. So it's really important to not pay attention to the letter, pay attention to the person and their values. You know, we have so many federal laws, state laws, constitutional issues, which they seem to forget the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and that's it. So it really comes down to some type of accountability. We need our law enforcement to step up. And don't get me wrong, I love our law enforcement. I really believe it comes down to educating more people, especially right out of the academy or schools that they're going to understand what our rights are and what they're doing as civil servants.
Now, I actually received a call from the Racine Police Department after my daughter made her stand, because they wanted to make a stand as well, and they were asking me for advice, and I forwarded a lot of the information that you gave to me, and I do believe they actually did make a stand. There are a lot of police departments that are being told they are, well, they're mandating vaccines to the police, and the police mm-hmm. are starting to stand up. And this is happening in Chicago as well, where they're put on unpaid leave.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. You know, I work with Sheriff Mack out of Arizona, and, you know, his big thing is upholding your oath of office, which it should be everybody's big thing, right? And he said when we brought him in last spring to go around the state and speak to law enforcement and everybody, no, he said, we aren't going to start getting this curbed until it starts affecting people. And once it starts affecting our law enforcement, when they have to decide, do I quit my job? Do I get fired? Or do I take this shot, whether I agree with it or not? That's when you're going to start seeing the people really start to gain more power and take back their freedom and their liberty.
So, you have a website, it's UDES, that's Y-U-D-E-S, UDES for LieutenantGovernor.com, is that right?
Yep, UDES for LTGovernor.com. And you can also find me on social media at UDES for LTGov.
So if you support the things Kyle is making a stand for, he's not big on asking for money, so I'm going to do it for him. There is a donate button if you go to that website. Even though that's not what he's doing this for, he's just trying to make significant changes that matter. But in order to do that, there has to be funding. So if you would, if you support what he believes, go to that website and hit that donate button. Kyle, is there anything...
That.
Is there anything else that you stand for that you would like to talk about?
Absolutely. You know, I think, like everybody, we remember where we were at 9/11. I remember where I was when I realized our freedom had been taken from us that day back in March when everything shut down and I'm copying off papers to hand to law enforcement in case I get pulled over to prove I'm not an essential worker. My heart broke that day, and I realized that we are in a desperate fight for restoring our liberty and getting our freedom back. So traveled this whole path, and now I'm here running for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, and my platform is very, very simple. It's the solutions we need to gain back our freedom. And number one is to restore that liberty that has been taken from us. Number two is getting back to the Constitution and the rule of law. It is the supreme law of the land. And why aren't our elected representatives standing up and fighting for us? I definitely have been doing that for the last over a year and a half now. And we need accountability. That is one of the biggest things. We have so many elected and appointed officials that are just being allowed to break the law, being allowed to let everything just happen when there's no reason for it. You talked about Kenosha. There was no reason that Kyle Rittenhouse had to be put in that situation. But politics were played with our lives, and that cannot happen. And then go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we're coming up on the next break, and I was going to ask Keita. Keita, can I ask a question at the opening of the next segment?
Nobody wants to hear you talk, Bill.
Are you sure about that, Keita?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Unlike yourself, I actually make a living being heard, Keita. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure that people like to hear you too, but I also think they probably want to know how you do that pivot and how you make that shift and all that other stuff. Keita, just so you know, Kyle, Keita is a very dangerous individual. She may not look it.
I've seen some of her videos, yeah.
Very dangerous individual. Don't let the whole goofball thing that she does, that's just to draw you in close. Real quick, Mr. Eudes, if you would, give your website again before we go to break.
EudesForLTGovernor.com.
Keita, your website is?
180 Firearms Training on Facebook and Instagram, or email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'll send you a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around.
supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the weaponized woman, Makita Bussey, and her guest is Kyle Hughes. He's a candidate for lieutenant governor in Wisconsin. Although, I would like to ask a question now, and this is something I think, Mr. Hughes, that is probably going to have to be addressed by every state. Have you noticed how George Soros has decided to start funding candidates for district attorney, prosecuting attorney, that kind of thing? And then what happens? What happens after that is that, like, say, in the case of in San Francisco, you get this patchwork of laws where Chase Bodine, who is a prosecuting attorney there, the DA, he's basically decriminalized shoplifting to where if you only steal $949.99, that's not shoplifting. And right now, that has expanded now to where they're doing very well-coordinated smash and grabs where you can get more than that by jumping into the Louis Vuitton store and getting one purse. And they're taking everything they've got. They've got a crime spree going on. They got the police departments getting out there saying crime is up 30%, murder is up 30%, but if you have compelling reason, we might give you a permit to carry a gun, even though they just supplied that. Can states, for somebody coming in running for local office, say like in Kenosha, if they have a prosecuting attorney, the guy that was probably in charge of Trigger Finger Binger there that was quite the clown that he put on there. Can the state tell these prosecuting attorneys, we'll set the bar for you, you just uphold the law, okay? Don't get out there and interpret it. Don't get out there and try to, you know. Can the state tell these people that are public servants how they're going to execute their office, since they seem to be taking a whole lot of creative license with that right now?
Absolutely. Number one, we already have the bar set, and this is just one of the things I bash my head into the wall because I can't believe that people just throw aside the Constitution and the laws of the state. It is just ridiculous. But, you know, that's where having a good attorney general comes into play. That's where having a good sheriff that's saying, hey, wait, if you're not going to do your job and you're going to just let criminals go free, you're now committing crimes against the people of this county. So we need people working together. We need to have people upholding the law from the highest office of the Attorney General all the way down. And that's where the people, which like was mentioned earlier, there is a great awakening. They are waking up. There are so many patriot groups forming throughout every state where they're ticked off and they're not going to let this happen anymore. So in a way, this whole situation has been a blessing in disguise. But until more people jump in and start holding these public officials accountable, whether it's recalling, whether it's impeachment of judges, whether it's just voting them out and getting somebody in there, you know, that's what's going to really have to happen before they start realizing, oh, my gosh, we can't do this anymore. And George Soros has been doing this for years now, and we're just now waking up to the fact, even though there's people that were sounding the alarm, you know, we're waking up to the fact. Look what happened in St. Louis with that attorney and his wife when the people came into their property. You know, that should never happen. And what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse, my God, I remember watching it live going, that was total self-defense. And I'm just, you know, your average Joe. If I can see that, why is the DA not seeing this? We need to have our politicians stop playing politics with their lives and start putting principle over politics.
Well, one of the things that's happening, and I don't know if they understand what they did. I think they tried to create it in 2020 with all of these riots and everything. I think they tried to create a climate where people would clamor for government to step in and provide the safety that there's no police to do it. Reality's hitting, crime's out of control, and they would be saying, "Listen, you got to ban guns, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to tamp down on this." And instead, what they're getting is quite the opposite, because what happened in Kenosha is only the beginning. I mean, the night that Kyle Rittenhouse was active, there were a lot of armed Kenoshans there. He was not alone by any stretch of the imagination. It was more like the Korean rooftop community during the 1992 L.A. riots. Yeah. And just, you know, this group of kids, a group of guys that showed up armed to help out the guy with the car dealership. This is going, the more police pulls back and the more government is malfeasant, the more you're going to see this. Right. In government, do you think government's going to be agile enough to be able to handle that, though?
I think there's too many forces on both sides of the aisle that are trying to stop that because they enjoy the power and authority they have. And when there's chaos, then there's more money coming into one side and there's more money flowing in to the other side also because they like what they see while the other side is reaping the benefits of, you know, patriots going, hey, what do we need to give you to stop this? So it's until we get people that are just your average Joe type people that are sick of what's happening, stepping up and getting into office and saying enough is enough, and it's going to keep happening. What rate or pace? Now that's to be determined. I think we're seeing a lot more people step up and say we're done with it from the local level all the way up to the federal level, which is encouraging. But until we start really picking the bad apples out and replacing them, it's just going to keep happening.
Kyle, you go ahead, Bill.
No, I was about to compliment you. You are stepping your game up, young lady. So I just wanted to say that before we run out of time. We got about 2 minutes, Keita.
All right. So Kyle has been traveling around the state talking to groups of people about their constitutional rights because a lot of people are uneducated or just want to know more than they already know or check what they already know. And you were doing this, getting nothing from it, just volunteering your time and going around talking to people because you recognized something missing. You recognized that people don't know their rights and that they're entitled to these constitutional unalienable rights. So tell us about that a little bit before we shut down here.
Absolutely. When I reached out, tried to go through the system the correct way and nobody was there, I realized that if I were to understand my rights and the law and teach that to others, then more people could stand up. And pretty soon, instead of one person doing it, you had thousands of people doing it. And that's kind of the mentality I went with to do that. You know, I'm very big on there's no limit amount of good we can do if we don't care who gets the credit. Just get people active. And that was kind of the whole premise of doing that. And I did go throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota doing that, just to try to get people to start taking back their freedom, taking back their liberties.
So this is a passion for you. This is not something you're doing to make money, build a name for yourself. This is just something you feel is right, something you're sort of being called to do, and you can't just sit down and let this happen.
Absolutely. I'd rather be hunting this weekend and getting ready for ice fishing season than running for lieutenant governor, but I feel it my civic duty to step up and be that person, because what I see out there right now, nobody's going to have the backbone to stand up for our Constitution or against, you know, our own party when need be, and especially against the other party. So
Keita, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. I'll just tell you this. Listen to what he says, because when you get involved in politics, you got to get a high-pressure shower head. From that point on, just to feel clean from that point on. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us tonight. Keita, excellent, outstanding. We'll have a talk about this later. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kyle. Love you, Bill.
Coming up next, going to talk to writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.